The Prime Minister has confirmed that next month's budget will target some welfare payments, but any changes to pensions will be put off until after the next election. Tony Abbott says pension indexation and eligibility will need to be tightened. He's also foreshadowed tax cuts within 5 years. Melbourne construction company Grocon has been charged over a fatal wall collapse. Three people died when a brick wall crumbled in high winds on Swanson Street in inner Melbourne in March last year. A Grocon spokesman says the detail of the WorkSafe charges remain unclear. The Liberal Party is bracing for another bruising day at the corruption inquiry in New South Wales. In a dramatic opening yesterday, a senior Liberal Party fundraiser resigned and Upper House MP Marie Fikara stood aside amid allegations she solicited an illegal donation from a developer. Three other MPs are accused of funnelling secret payments through a slush fund. The United States has imposed new sanctions against Russia over its role in the Ukraine crisis. The sanctions target seven Russian officials and 17 companies linked to President Vladimir Putin's inner circle. In Ukraine, an unknown gunman has shot and critically wounded a local mayor in the east of the country. A judge in Egypt has recommended the death sentence for almost 700 supporters of the banned Muslim Brotherhood, including the movement's leader, Mohamed Badi. The men were convicted over clashes last year in the city of Minya.